Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for January 19th, 2021. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the new rewrite rule in WordPress 5.6, why some folks are getting random 403 forbidden error messages, why you need to get super duper serious about your passwords, what's so funny about Google finally crawling our sites using HTTP2, my advice about updating to Astro 3.0, YouTube launches product tags and what this means for affiliate marketers, why you need to check and change your follow settings for the Blog 8 Facebook page, big changes to my site audit and migration request forms turning into applications, and the DIY SEO Quick Start Challenge has begun just ahead of our live workshops. So let's dive in. I sure hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Blog 8 Facebook page. It's a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday, and we always have a lot of fun, too. So come join us for the live party. And a note about who I help. Blog 8 empowers DIY site owners who are serious about making money and don't have restrictions on their hosting and what they can do with their sites. If you got any questions about that, go see my post on What is Managed Hosting. In Blog 8 happenings, holy flipping cow! Last week was cray cray! Was it for you too? You know, if it wasn't, it will be, as we have some new global issues to deal with. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting damn tired of here's another new thing we added to your site or hosting and didn't tell you about, but it's going to cause issues. Have fun! Stuff that seems to happen with regular frequency these days. You know, the two latest ones include a new rewrite condition in WordPress and a possible new mod security rule. And I'll tell you about both of those in just a bit. But aren't you glad you got someone digging into it for you? And I hope you will actively tell your blogging buddies about Blog 8 as a way to say thank you. That's especially important in blogging Facebook groups, where it would be so helpful to get some backup on what I advise and recommendations for my services. Now, before we get into the other stuff, I want to ensure that we don't lose touch on Facebook. Facebook is dropping likes for pages, so you need to ensure that you are actually following Blog 8, not just liking that page. And I changed the primary action button to be follow instead of like. Thanks, Larry. So hopefully you can just click that. Please know the like thing still shows, so ensure you click the follow button. And one of my peeps, Jan Carrazzo, let me know that she had to make some additional changes to her Facebook follow settings. She clicked on the 3-dot more ellipses and then clicked follow settings. And then you can set it as a favorite or default, depending on how you want to see the post from my page. And I'm sending a big thank you to Jan for taking the time to let me know and send screenshots for those settings too. And for help from my BB Hub site audit client members for verifying the new follow button. And woo, I made big changes to my site audit migration request forms. As y'all know, I've been very concerned about my wait list for site services getting too long. We are currently into May, at least. And one of the things really slowing down open projects happens right out of the gate, especially on host migration requests, where we have to do a bunch of things to get detangled from the current host first. Now, many of those things, like transferring your domain to a real registrar and moving your emails to Google Workspace, formerly known as G Suites, can be done ahead of time. Plus, there were way too many surprises on new projects, as the clients didn't tell me everything that was going on with their sites or about work done by other site techs that turned into real messes to clean up. That's mainly because I didn't ask enough questions. And other projects ended up being things I don't even handle, like enterprise-level e-commerce sites. So I've done something about that. Instead of simple request forms, there are now application forms for both site audits and migrations. And I ask a lot more questions on them too. Plus, I removed most all of the text above the form, as folks just weren't reading it. And I put a colored box of text at the top, letting folks know that I do have a standing wait list of at least 3 months. And if that's going to be a problem, then there's no point in them even filling out the form. I also put a checkbox at the end of the site audit request for folks to agree that they understood that this is not a dump it on the text service, as I was getting way too many of those requests too. Now, on top of changing the forms, I contacted every new client that is currently on my wait list and asked for the additional info that I put in the applications. And sure enough, we were able to get folks started on some of the things they'll need to do prior to migration so we can hit the ground running when the project does open. Now, these changes have saved us at least a month of delays already. So I'm really glad for that. And I know you will be too. And woohoo! We just finished up our first week of the Quick Start Challenge for the DIY SEO course. This gives everybody one quick thing to check on their site a day to ensure their Yoast and Google settings are all correct. Now, folks are always amazed that they have things to change every year we do this. But that's SEO for you. It changes all the time. And we have another week or so to go on this Quick Start Challenge, and then we'll be diving into our live workshops. Now, FYI, the replays for last year's workshop are still posted, but there is a note above them that the info is old. So, if you're new to the course, you may just want to wait for the new workshops. Now, last year, I had removed the old workshops just as the new ones were starting, and that made some folks who got into the course over the summer pretty upset that they didn't have access to the replays. So, this is a compromise I struck to try to keep everyone in the course happy. Well, alrighty, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, in all site audits lately, I've seen a new rewrite rule in everyone's htaccess file. And you can go see the show notes for what that is. Now, I dug into it and discovered that it was added by WordPress 5.6 as part of the authentication needed for the new password authorization security that WordPress also added. And you can go see my post on what's new in WordPress 5.6 for more on the new REST API authentication with application passwords. In security tips, several site owners have been reporting that they're intermittently getting 403 forbidden errors when trying to log in or work on their site. Now, I'm seeing it across a couple of hosts and being reported by a couple of my clients, and then some folks in blogger groups who are not my clients yet. My leading theories are that it's related to this new rewrite rule in htaccess that WordPress put in with 5.6. Or it's yet another new security rule with mod security at our host. Now, we've gone through something similar when trying to save settings in Updraft Plus, but it was very consistent and super easy to connect with the action we were taking. Now, this latest hoo-ha is not so clear, as it's super random and pops up during different actions on different sites. So I created a post so we can all report what we're seeing and potential fixes to put the power of the village to work for us and get to the bottom of it. And hey, y'all, your site security begins with you. Be sure you are using super strong passwords that are at least 16 characters of gobbledygook, and that you have a unique password for every account. Now, I use passwordgenerator.net to create new passwords every time I get a new account or when I do my annual rotation of passwords on every account. Now, you might want to consider getting the LastPass service to help with yours. You know, I can't use it as I regularly sign into the same vendors for myself and for client work, and it gets totally confused. But it will help you generate and keep all of your strong passwords, and I believe it's free for one device and maybe a dollar a month or something for multiple devices. In SEO tips, geez, it took Google 4 years after declaring all sites need to be HTTPS to start crawling them on HTTP2. HTTPS is required to get on the faster HTTP2 protocol. And this announcement comes just a few months ahead of HTTP3 becoming the new standard protocol too. I wonder how long it'll take them to catch up to that. And Microsoft Clarity. If your site is verified on Bing, then you may get an email about the official launch of Microsoft Clarity. You know, Microsoft owns Bing. And I have chosen not to use this service as Microsoft will have access to the data. Oh, hell no. Now, conversely, Google does not have access to your data in either Google Analytics or Search Console. And I want to give a shout out to my good buddy, Marilyn Lesniak, for the heads up on that email from Microsoft. In theme tips, Astra recently released a huge update to their theme framework with 3.0. Now, my suggestion, wait a couple of weeks prior to updating and take a backup first and get into the Astra Facebook group so you can ask questions if it breaks anything. Same goes for the ultimate add-ons for Gutenberg plugin from them too, which also had a major update and it has some bugs. Now, folks, now you know that I don't regularly cover theme and plugin updates unless I see something that I know we all need to hold off on for a while. So don't expect regular updates on whether it's okay or not to update your theme or this or that plugin. Just know that I consider all things Astra as beta these days. Now, I still love Astra stuff, but they're now running too far ahead of WordPress core changes, and they're not doing a good beta testing ahead of their major releases. And you may want to look back over the last several Tips Tuesdays for more comments on that. In video tips, while this is a very limited beta release right now, YouTube launching product tags speaks volumes about the power of creating video these days and the power of doing e-com with videos too. Now, I'll be keeping my eye on this for us as I think it has a lot of potential for affiliate marketers. But do go read the post and see what's going on. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies and blogger groups to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit BlogAid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.